Translate into Chinese. I'll work this morning instead.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Pastor Dan, 他今天早上会用中文来英文来讲，然后我会用中文来翻译。
I have had a number of opportunities in years past to travel to China.
在过去的几年当中呢，我有很多机会可以到中国去旅行。
It's been well over a year, so I have not been there recently.
已经最后一次旅行是一年多以前，所以我最近没有去过那边。
But I totally understand and appreciate what your pastor said as well about being cautious about shaking hands.
但是我觉得你们的牧师跟你们说要那个我们的牧师跟我们说要大家握手的时候要注意，这是非常有道理的。
But in my opportunities in the past, I've been able to teach some different house church pastors in China.
在我的过去的我有荣幸在家庭教会当中讲道教养他们的牧师。
And I've been so thankful for the opportunities I've had there to be able to see how the gospel is at work in China.
然后我很荣幸的可以看到在他们的生活当中看到福音是怎么样在中国传开的。
And what I really look forward to is the day when we can all gather and worship together in one language.
然后我真的是很盼望有一天我们可以用同一种语言来敬拜神。
When we'll be able to praise God for eternity together.
然后我们可以在永恒当中一直来敬拜神。
Okay, so this morning, let's take a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
今天早上呢，我们就一起来看一下《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
And we're going to take a look at what the Bible says about identifying evidences of grace in fellow believers.
让我们来看一下圣经当中《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章是怎么样讲到，怎么样去认定神的恩典在教会当中的彰显。
So I'm not sure if you've ever come across some new thing that really got you excited.
我不知道你们是不是有的时候碰到一件新鲜的事物，让你们真的是很兴奋。
I remember one time I purchased for the first time as a kid a product called Armor All.
我记得在小的时候，我有一次买了一个东西叫做 Armor All 全副武装。
And when you spray it on things, it makes it really shiny.
当你把它喷到一个物体上面去的时候呢，让它变得很有光泽。
And as a kid, I thought that was just amazing to watch something that was dull all of a sudden becomes really, really shiny.
当我还是小孩子的时候，我觉得真是太令人吃惊了。一样东西喷上去以后，本来是没有光泽，很暗淡，但是忽然之间就变得非常的有光泽。
So recently, as an adult, I learned about a product called Magic Eraser.
我长大以后呢，最近发现了有一个产品叫做神奇的擦布。
Seriously, it's amazing, isn't it?
这真的是很神奇，是不是？
It cleans anything, and it cleans it amazingly fast.
它可以擦掉任何的东西，然后把每一样东西都弄得非常干净。
And so I tell people about it all the time. Have you ever tried a magic eraser?
所以我就每逢人就跟人家讲，你有没有试过那个神奇的擦的东西呢？
And most people respond the same way you did. They're like, yes, it's amazing. It's an amazing thing.
然后大部分人都跟你们的反应一样，就是这个真是太奇妙了。
So, you know, we're amazed at seeing how something as small as cleaning helps us in life.
我们看到这样子一个小小的清洁物品在我们的生活当中有这么大的一个作用，我们就很感到惊奇，是不是？
And this morning, I want to encourage us to be able to share God's amazing grace in the lives of others.
今天早上呢，我就要鼓励大家，可以把神的恩典可以来传给其他的人。
So when it comes to God's work of grace in our lives, how quick are we to share that with others?
当我们感受到神的恩典的时候，我们有多快把它跟别人分享呢？
When we see God at work in other people's lives, do we praise God with them when we see that?
当我们看到神的恩典在别人身上彰显的时候，我们是不是与他们一同来感谢赞美神呢？
I want us this morning to think about how we can thank God for the evidences of grace we see in other people's lives.
我想今天早上我们可以一同来思考一下，当我们看到别人身上彰显了神的恩典的时候，我们应该怎样去做？
So in this letter that Paul's written to the believers at Thessalonica,
在这封信里面，保罗写信给在帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹们。
He is writing to give them instructions about how they can continue on in their faith.
他给他们是有一些的那个教导，让他们可以在真道上继续的保持。
But before he does that, he wants to thank God for them as believers.
但是在他给这些教导之前呢，他要感谢神，因为他们是信徒。
And he wants to praise God because of the evidence of grace in their lives.
他要为他们生命当中所彰显的神的恩典来感谢神。
When we talk about whether or not we know someone is a true believer,
我们是不是知道一个人是不是真的信徒？
One of the easiest ways to do that is to observe the evidence of God's work in their lives.
最简单的方法呢，就是看神的工作有没有在他身上有果效。
In a particular book called Humility,
在一本书叫做谦卑这本书里面，
there's an entire chapter in this book that talks about identifying evidences of grace.
这里有专门的一章，然后来讲说怎么样去认同，怎么样去看到神的恩典。
Because when we identify evidences of grace in someone,
因为当我们看到一个人身上彰显的恩典的记号的时候，
It prevents us from becoming proud.
它防止我们变得骄傲。
Because now we realize this is God at work and not something I'm just doing all on my own.
因为我们意识到这是神的工作，而不是我们自己的工作。
So, in just a moment, I'm going to read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
我马上要开始读帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章。
And in verses 2 through 5, I want us to see how disciples thank God for evidences of grace.
从第二节到第五节，我们想大家可以一起来看一下那些使徒们是怎么样去感谢神的。
So, please follow along as we read together 1 Thessalonians. I'll read it, and then 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 through 5.
然后牧师会读帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第二到第五节。
We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith, and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. In this particular passage, I want us to first focus on the main thought in verse number 2.
在这一段经文当中呢，我首先想要请大家可以来关注一下第二节它的主要的意思。
The main thought in these verses is that we give thanks to God always for all of you.
它的主旨就是说我们常常为你们众人感谢神。
Now, when someone gives thanks to God, this does not mean just empty flattery.
当一个人感谢神的时候，这不是只是说是拍马屁。
This is intended to see the evidence of God working in their lives.
而是真的是看到神在我们的生命当中所做的工。
One commentator put it this way.
有一个解经家是这么说的。
This is not manipulation, but rather genuine praise to encourage believers in their walk.
这并不是来说来操作我们一个的心理，而真的是从心里面真诚的来感谢，来赞美一个基督徒他的信心。
And it's really true that when we receive encouragement in what we're doing,
然后呢，我们也受到了这样的鼓励为我们所做的这些事情。
It helps us to press forward and to continue on.
我们受到鼓励的时候，就可以更加奋勇的往前行。
So even when you're feeling tired and feeling hopeless.
所以即便你可能有的时候觉得累了，或者是觉得没有希望。
And we receive encouragement from someone, it helps us to continue on.
如果我们可以得到别人来的鼓励的话，可能会让我们更加坚持下来。
And even when you yourself are feeling tired,
即便你自己可能会觉得很累。
And you don't necessarily feel like encouraging someone,
可能你不觉得想要去鼓励别人。
We should still look for opportunity to encourage fellow believers.
我们仍然要寻找各样的机会来鼓励别人。
Many times people are facing untold difficulty and hardship.
有的时候很多时候有人受到了各种没有办法可以告诉别人的困难和困苦。
They may be personally struggling with something that they haven't really shared with anyone.
他可能自己内心在挣扎，然后没有办法跟别人分享。
And you may send them a quick text, or you may give them a quick call, or you may just encourage them more than you realize.
可能你的一个短信或者是一个短短的电话，就会给他带来无比的鼓励超乎你所想象的。
So disciples thank God for evidences of grace.
所以那些门徒们感谢神，因为有恩典的记号。
And there's a few different ways that they try and do this.
然后他们通过几种不同的方式来做这些事情。
First thing in verse number 2 is that disciples pray for fellow disciples to remain faithful to the gospel.
所以在第二节当中就是那些门徒们为其他的门徒祷告，让他们可以坚守真道，坚守福音。
I want you to notice in verse number 2 it says that they're constantly mentioning you in our prayers.
在第二节当中他说我们常常的感谢神，常常的在神面前提醒你 提到你们。
They pray continually and constantly for them.
他们常常来祷告，然后不时的为你们祷告。
This is not something that's just momentary or something that you do maybe just once.
这不是一时的，不是说只是做一次的。
Now, if you remember in what was happening here at the Church of Thessalonica,
如果你们还记得在帖撒罗尼迦这个教会发生什么事情的话
，Paul and Silas had to leave town pretty quickly.
保罗和希拉他们必须要很快的离开这个城市。
In the book of Acts, you remember that they were literally run out of town.
如果大家还记得《使徒行传》里怎么写的话，他们真的是逃离那个城市。
And so, because they had left in a hurried manner, they wanted to make sure that they knew they were praying for them constantly.
因为他们是这样匆忙的离开，所以他们要保证自己真的是为他们常常的在祷告。
So since they had just been there to give them the gospel and many were converted,
所以他们刚刚还在那个城市接着还与那些使徒们有交通，给他们一些指导。
They did not want Satan to come in there and take away the seed of the gospel.
他们不想撒旦进去，然后把福音的种子这么快就带走。
What they were praying for is that the gospel had taken a good root.
他们祷告的就是说那个福音可以扎根。
Ultimately, they were praying that they would remain faithful to the gospel that they had preached.
他们所祷告的是帖撒罗尼迦的人，他们会忠实于福音。
And in this entire section, they reminded them of how they lived the gospel when they were there.
在整个第二节到第五节当中，他们就也提醒了帖撒罗尼迦的教徒他们在他们当中的时候，保罗和希拉在他们当中的时候是怎么样行事为人的。
So in verse number 2, they're saying, we're praying for you constantly.
所以在第二节当中，他说我们常常为你们祷告。
Because we want you to remember how the gospel was preached by us.
因为我们想你们可以记住我们是怎么样给你们传福音的。
And verse number 5 talks about how they continually lived the gospel when they were with them.
第五节的时候就说他们是与他们同在的时候是怎么样把这个福音给活出来的。
And so their heart's desire is that the gospel would continue to be at work in their lives.
所以他们心中所渴慕的、可想的就是福音可以一直在帖撒罗尼迦这个教会与他们同在。
So disciples pray for fellow disciples.To remain faithful to the gospel.
所以这些门徒就为其他的门徒祷告，让他们可以在福音上忠心。
So, what's some points of application that we can make about this thing, about this point here?
所以我们对这个有什么可以讲的呢？
Number one, we need to communicate to others that we're praying for them.
第一就是我们要告诉那些我们为之祷告的人，我们在为他们祷告。
So, when we pray for people, keep praying for them.
当我们为别人祷告的时候，请继续为他们祷告。
And let them know that you're praying for them.
也让他们知道我们在为他们祷告。
These don't need to be really long conversations all the time.
不需要进行长篇大论的谈话。
Yeah, they could be longer conversations, but they don't need to be.
他们可以，我可以当然长时间的讲话，但是不一定需要长时间讲话。
There are many times where I just get a short note from someone.And they let me know that they're praying for them, for me.
很多的时候，我只是接到一个很短的一个消息，接着就知道人家在为我祷告了。
A lot of times when I'm at a very difficult or trying spot in life,
当很多时候我在一个非常艰难的一个时刻的时候
God uses fellow believers to encourage me with just a very simple note.
神利用同样的其他的信徒给我一个非常短的一个信息来鼓励我。
So my encouragement for you is not just to simply wait for someone to say that they're praying for you.
所以我对你们的鼓励就是请你不要在那里等着别人为你祷告。
But you be that conduit of grace and let other people know you're praying for them.
而是自己成为那样的恩典的管道让别人成为你祷告的对象。
Secondly, we want to remember to pray for unity in our diversity.
接下来第二点就是在我们的多样性当中来合一的祷告。
And what I mean by that is all of us are very different.
我为什么这么说呢？因为我们每个人都是很不一样的。
Many of us have different life circumstances that we're dealing with day to day.
我们每个人生命当中有很不同的人生经历每天的事情都不太一样。
Some of us may be facing challenges in high school.
有一些人可能在高中的学习当中有一些挑战。
Some of us may be facing challenges in our job.
有一些人可能在工作当中有挑战。
Some of us may be facing challenges with aging parents.
有一些人可能在照顾年老的父母时有一些挑战。
Some of us may be dealing with sickness and disease, either ourselves or with fellow family members.
有一些人可能自己得了一些疾病，或者是家庭的成员得了疾病。
So although we have very different circumstances that we may all be dealing with,
我们每个人生活当中都有一些这样或者是那样的问题。
We need to be praying that the gospel will keep us unified in Christ.
我们要祷告，然后在那个福音可以福音可以让我们来聚集在一起。
Each of us have different gifts that we use for the body of Christ.
我们每一个人都有不同的恩赐来为肢体来服务。
And I'm very thankful for example for musicians who are able to lead us in worship.
对于那些懂音乐的人，他们可以来带领大家敬拜，我真的是很感恩。
I can play iTunes on my phone.
我可以在 iTunes 上面用手机来放音乐。
But to play any kind of an instrument would not go well.
但是当我玩任何乐器的时候就不太好了。
So I praise God for those who lead us in worship, so we're able to sing together.
所以我感谢神让我们有带领我们敬拜的人，让我们可以一起来歌唱。
And so just those simple encouragements to fellow believers can go a very long way.
就这样一个很简单的一些祷告鼓励的话可以让人备受鼓励。
So really the prayer here is for the believers to remain faithful to the gospel.
所以呢这里就是说让那些信徒们可以在福音上面坚持。
To use all the gifts that they have to keep them unified in Christ.
让他们可以发挥自己的恩赐，让大家在基督里面可以合一。
So why do I say remain faithful to the gospel?
为什么我要说要在要忠于真道呢？
Well, there's a couple of different reasons.
因为有一些不同的原因。
And in verse number 3, we want to see that disciples thank God for fellow disciples who live godly.
那些在第三节当中，然后那个门徒就是为其他的门徒过敬虔的生活而献上感谢。
Since Paul and Silas had to leave town quickly,
因为保罗和希拉他们要匆匆的离开那座城市。
They wanted to make sure that they stayed true to the true gospel of God.
他们要保他们想要确定那些帖撒罗尼迦的人，他们帖撒罗尼迦的人他们忠于真道。
And one of the evidences of God's grace in their lives,
恩典，神的恩典在他们生命当中的印记呢，
is that they continue to live godly.
就是他们继续过敬虔的生活。
Verse number 3 says, Remembering before our God and Father your work of faith, labor of love, and steadfastness of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在第三节当中写到在我们的父神面前不住地纪念你们信心的工作爱心的劳苦和因盼望我们主耶稣基督而有的坚忍。
So the two notes that I have up here, the first one says that there's the triad, this is the triad of the Christian life.
所以这里我就说到这是一个三角给基督徒的生活的一个三角。
Work of faith,
就是信心的工作
，labor of love，
爱心的劳苦
，and steadfastness of hope，
然后还有坚忍的盼望。
You see these three things here that we see regularly throughout the scriptures.
我们看到这三样事情，然后不停地在这个经文当中出现。
Our faith, our love, and our hope.
我们的信，我们的望，我们的爱。
What the Apostle Paul is saying here is that this is the Christian character in action.
这保罗在这里说到的就是，这就是基督徒的品格，然后他活在生命当中。
So we're saying here, this is the active representation of what it means to be a Christian.
这就是我们作为基督徒，我们所要活出来的这样的一个表现。
Now, let me be clear. This is not how one becomes a Christian.
让我再清楚地解释一下，这不是说我们变成基督徒的一个先决条件。
But rather, this is the evidence of someone's life who has been changed.
而这是一个改变的生命，它所表现出来的证据。
When someone becomes a new creature in Christ,
当一个人变成了一个新造的人，
we might say that they're born again and they begin to change.
我们可能要说他就是这重生了，他也经历了变化。
Certainly, we're not talking about someone who becomes perfect.
我们肯定不是在说已经变成完人了。
But rather, someone who is continually changing.
但是是一个不停的在改变的一个人。
One of the things that we need to realize is that the church is full of sinners.
我们需要肯定的一点就是这个教会是充满了罪人的教会。
But it's not just sinners, it's sinners who repent.
但不只是罪人而已，这是一个已经悔改的罪人。
In other words, they recognize that the choices that they make, they need to respond to the truth of God's word.
他们做出了这样的选择，然后他们要对神的真理做出回应。
So that they're constantly growing and changing to become more Christ-like.
所以他们不停地在那里改变，不断地变得更像耶稣基督。
So when it comes to these three things, work, labor, and steadfastness.
所以看到这三样事情，工作、劳苦以及坚忍。
This work is something that is produced by faith in Christ.
这个工作是由对耶稣的信心所造成的。
The labor is produced by the love of Christ.
这个劳苦是因为对着耶稣的爱心所造成的。
And there's a steadfastness that is produced by the hope in Christ.
然后那个坚忍是因为我们对耶稣有盼望。
So their faith was given this clear outward manifestation by the scriptures.
所以这个经文告诉我们，我们的信是要有工作来彰显的。
There's good works are a part of what we do as believers.
善工是我们作为信徒所必须要做的一部分。
But these good works are not something that earn us salvation, we understand.
但是我们大家都知道，这个善工并不是给我们赚来我们的救恩。
But these good works are actually God's gift to us to be able to demonstrate that to the world.
这个善工事实上是神给我们的礼物这样的一个恩赐，让我们可以去向世界彰显神的荣耀。
Because these good works represent God's glory to mankind.
因为这个善工是彰显了神对整个全人类彰显了神的荣耀。
So this is a faith that works through love.
所以这个是借着爱心所活出来的信心。
Of course, in James's work, he speaks of showing his faith by his works.
就是在雅各书当中，雅各所讲的就是信心是要通过行为来显出。
And so when the gift of salvation or the gospel is given,
所以那个救恩这样子的一个礼物给我们。
And saving faith has been exercised,
让我们可以活出这样子给我们这样子一个拯救的一个信心。
The eyes of the heart have been opened.
我们的心眼被打开了。
And when man responds in faith and repentance,
当我们人向神向神发出回应用那个悔改来发出回应的时候，
there is an ongoing work of God in believers, and they live godly.
神的工作就在我们的生命当中不断的进行，我们开始可以过敬虔的生活。
1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 8, which is up on the screen here, gives us an explanation of this as well.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第八节也给我们一个举了一个例子。
But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation.
但我们既然属于白昼，就应当谨慎，披上信和爱的胸甲，戴上救恩的盼望做头盔。
1 Corinthians 13 and verse 13, I think we're familiar with. So now faith, hope, and love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love.
所以世上当今有信有望有爱，然后最大的是爱。
So what is the activity here that the Apostle Paul is talking about for these believers at Thessalonica?
所以保罗在这里说的帖撒罗尼迦教会的教徒们所做的事情是什么呢？
He's most likely talking about the self-sacrificing work of serving people both inside and outside of the church.
他可能讲的主要是自我牺牲的那样子的一个服务，这个服务是对教会不管是里面的还是外面的所进行的服务。
Their faith and love generated labor for the benefit of others.
他们通过爱和他们的信心所产生的这样子对其他人的好行为。
And so there is this ongoing hope of what believers have.
这样子他们就有一个持久的一个盼望。
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 10. Turn if you would to Hebrews chapter 10.
让我们来翻到希伯来书第十章。
Because in Hebrews 10 we see these same three aspects of faith, love, and hope.
在希伯来书的第十章，我们看到了同样的三个方面，也就是信、望和爱。
And in Hebrews chapter 10, it connects it to why we even gather together as believers.
在希伯来书第十章，它互相连结，告诉我们为什么我们要作为信徒，然后要聚会。
So Hebrews chapter 10, and I do have the reference there on the screen, verses 22 through 39.
所以希伯来书第十章第二十二节到第三十九节。
And we're not going to read through all of this text this morning.
我们不会每一节都读。
But I want us to look at a couple of key verses here.
但是我想把关键的几节给大家讲一下。
Okay, so in the beginning part of verse 22.
所以开始二十二节的前半段。
It says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith.
让我们就带着真诚的心和完备的信进到神面前。
And then in verse 23, it says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope.
在二十三节中又讲到又应该坚持我们所宣认的盼望毫不动摇。
And then in verse 24, it says, let us consider how to stir one another up stir up one another to love.
第二十四节又讲到我们又应该彼此关心，激发爱心。
And so here we see again those three aspects of the Christian life.
所以我们又再次看到基督徒生活的这三个方面。
We see it with faith, with love, and with hope.
我们看到这三个方面信、有望、有爱。
So when we gather together, we should also be thinking of how to encourage one another in faith, love, and hope.
所以我们当我们聚集的时候，我们也应该常常思考怎么样在信望爱当中来彼此鼓励。
So certainly this happens when we gather together as believers, even as we are this morning.
就像我们今天早上我们作为信徒聚集在一起一样。
So the question for us to think through this morning is this.
我们今天早上所要思考的问题就是
What happens if we decide to stop gathering together with fellow believers?
我们如果想要停止聚会的话会怎么样？
What happens if we decide we don't want to encourage one another anymore?
如果我们决定我们不再想要彼此鼓励的话那叫怎样呢？
Well, in Hebrews chapter 10, it addresses this possibility.
在希伯来书第十章里面讲到了这样的一个可能性。
And so look at verse number 26.
当我们一起来看一下第二十六节。
Because it actually addresses when you neglect to gather together as sin.
因为我们它事实上就告诉我们如果我们不再聚集在一起然后忽视聚集在一起的话。
So if you look at first at verse 25, we'll see that we're not to neglect gathering together with fellow believers.
二十五节中写到我们不可放弃聚会。
But instead, we're to be encouraging one another.
而是要互相鼓励。
And then verse 26 says, if we go on sinning deliberately, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins.
二十六节当中说到，如果我们还是故意犯罪，就再也没有留下赎罪的祭品了。
So when we think about identifying an evidence of grace,
所以我们当我们去寻找恩典的记号的时候，
it means that believers are going to intentionally gather together for worship.
这是说我们信徒需要要一起来聚会。
They're going to encourage one another in faith, hope, and love.
我们要彼此鼓励，在信望爱里面彼此鼓励。
And if they do not gather together for worship to encourage one another,
若是我们停止聚会，不再彼此鼓励的话，
then it may mean that they are not really a true believer.
这就说明我们可能不是真的信徒。
Now, I'm not talking about if someone is sick or if someone is traveling.
我不是说有些生病的人不能来，或者是在外旅行的人不能来。
I'm talking about someone who says, no, I don't want to get together with God's people anymore.
我是在说我不想那些人不想再跟神的子民在一起聚会了。
These are people who refuse to be with fellow Christians because they think they got it solved themselves.
那些人他们不想要跟神的其他的子女在一起聚会，因为他们觉得自己可以搞定一切。
And so there is this warning passage here in Hebrews chapter 10.
所以在这里就在希伯来书的第十章有这样一个警告的警告的经文。
That is intended to make us as believers think.
让我们这些信徒可以来思考。
That we should be always looking to encourage one another when we gather together for worship.
我们应当时常准备好要彼此鼓励，要一起来聚会。
So those who are truly God's people,
所以那些真的神的人，
who have had God's grace work in their lives,
他们生命当中经历了神的恩典，
they cannot sin deliberately by ignoring fellow believers.
他们不能够故意犯罪，不能够忽视其他的信徒。
Both in terms of when we gather together for corporate worship,
无论是我们在集体的聚集，
or just even encouraging fellow believers from day to day outside of our church building here.
或者是在教堂之外日常的生活当中去鼓励其他的信徒。
Throughout the rest of this passage here, the writer of Hebrews gives additional warnings.
在这段经文的接下来的部分当中，希伯来书的作者就继续给了我们一些警告。
He assumes that they are true believers.
他假设那些听众读者是真的信徒。
But he warns them not to shrink back or to back away from the truth of the gospel.
但他警告他们，他们不能够退缩，不能够从福音当中退缩。
And so that's why we have the idea here of continuing to live godly.
所以我们才知道我们要继续敬虔的生活。
Because it's the evidence of God's grace that He has changed our lives.
因为这是说明了这是神的恩典改变我们生活的明证。
If you look at Hebrews 10 and verse number 39,
如果我们看到希伯来书第十章第三十九节，
the strong encouragement here is, look, I know that you're true believers.
这个是一个非常强烈的一个鼓励我知道你们是真的信徒。
Because it says we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed.
因为他说到，但我们不是那些后退以致灭亡的人。
But of those who have faith and preserve their souls.
而是有信心以致保全生命的人。
So we need to recognize that the evidence of God's grace.
所以我们要看到神的恩典的明证。
Is seen in those who live godly and who gather together with fellow believers.
是表现在那些过敬虔生活，然后不停继续聚会的人身上。
They encourage fellow believers in their Christian walk.
他们鼓励其他的信徒，然后也过敬虔的生活。
Now, my point this morning is to not make anyone feel guilty about what their church attendance record is.
我今天不是要来让大家感到内疚，为自己的那个教会的出席率而内疚的。
You know, this is a part of your church family.
这是你们的教会家庭。
And you should want to be with fellow believers in your church family.
所以你们应该想要和家庭的成员一起，是不是？
Because you need that encouragement from fellow believers.
因为你需要从肢体当中来的鼓励。
And they need encouragement from you.
他们也需要来自你的鼓励。
Now, I realize that sometimes we may feel like we're stuck with our church family.
我知道有的时候我们可能觉得自己被套牢了。
People in my church family feel like they're stuck with me.
然后我自己教会的人可能觉得他们被我套牢了。
I'm sorry, but this is God's amazing grace in my life.
我只能说很抱歉，但是这是神在我生命当中的奇异恩典。
And I've got some bad news for you this morning as well.
我也有一些不好的消息给你们。
You're going to be stuck with me for all eternity.
你们在永恒当中会与我一起捆绑。
Amen.
Amen.
I think sometimes it can be difficult to be around family members.
我知道有的时候可能与家人在一起会有些困难。
And it may be difficult when we're struggling with different things.
我们可能在不同的事情当中有不同的挣扎。
We might be embarrassed by what people may think.
可能是别人对我们的看法。
We may be frustrated with ourselves because we continue to struggle with a particular sin.
我们可能对自己很失望，因为自己在不停的纠结于一个罪。
And the evidence of God's grace in our lives.
但是神在我们生命当中的恩典。
Is that we cry out for help from fellow believers.
是我们向其他的信徒来发出呼求。
So no longer do we look as being stuck with fellow Christians.
所以我们不把我们自己看成是与其他被套牢的那种。
But we need them in our lives.
而是我们真的在我们的生命当中需要他们。
And they need you.
他们也需要你。
They need you to encourage them as well.
他们也需要你来鼓励他们。
So when we gather together with God's people,
所以我们与神的子民来聚集。
We should think about why are we going to church?
我们要考虑一下为什么我们要来教会呢?
Am I going to church because people just expect me to be there?
我去教会是因为人们觉得我应该在那儿吗?
Are we going there because, I don't want people to think bad of me?
我要去那边，因为我想别人不要把我给看扁了。
Or do we look for an opportunity to encourage fellow believers?
还是我们来寻找机会去怎么样去鼓励其他的兄弟姐妹呢？
It may also be that we're going to church because we're really, really hurting.
或者我们要去教会是因为我们真的很受伤。
And we're looking for fellow believers to encourage us.
我要找其他的信徒来鼓励我们。
And so we need to constantly be thinking of how can I be a conduit of God's grace to others in our church family.
所以我们要经常想到我如何成为神的恩典的管道来祝福别人。
We want to pray that the Spirit of God would motivate us to do what is right.
我们想要让圣灵成为我们的提醒，让我们可以来做这些事情。
And we want to be continually amazed at God's grace in our lives and in the lives of fellow believers.
我们也希望我们可以看到神在我们生命当中的作为，看到神在其他弟兄姐妹生命当中的作为而感到惊奇。
This morning we sang together about the Spirit of God working in our lives.
今天早上我们在这里歌唱神的圣灵在我们生命当中的作为。
And we pray that the Spirit would lead us to be able to enable us in our service to fellow believers.
我们也求圣灵可以让我带领我们在这里服事。
And you know, this is not some mystical thing that we can't understand.
这不是一个虚无缥缈没有办法捉摸的事情。
This is the Spirit leading us to communicate His grace to fellow believers.
这是一个圣灵带领我们怎么样去跟其他的弟兄姐妹交流。
Because the concern would be we don't want fellow believers to fall away.
因为我们的想法就是不想让其他的信徒流失。
Satan is actively at work to get us to turn away from the gospel.
撒旦他不是每无时不刻在工作，让我们来转离神。
And so we need to pray that we will encourage one another in faith, hope, and love.
所以我们要祷告，然后让我们可以在信望爱当中鼓励别人。
And when you encourage people in faith, hope, and love,
当我们在信望爱当中鼓励别人的时候，
that is the evidence of God's grace in your life.
这就是神的恩典在你的生命中的印证了。
And you are an encouragement to others as well.
你也变成别人的祝福，别人的鼓励。
Disciples thank God for the evidences of grace.
那些门徒们感谢神，因为为了神的恩典的记号。
They pray for disciples to remain faithful to the gospel.
他们为其他的门徒祷告，让他们在神的真道上扎根。
Disciples thank God for fellow believers who live godly.
他们为其他的门徒可以过敬虔的生活而感谢神。
And then quickly in verses 4 and 5, disciples thank God for the gospel's power to change people's lives.
很快的我们讲一下第四、第五节当中那些门徒们感谢神，因为神的大能可以改变人的生命。
This really is the cause of one's Christian character.
这真的是一个基督徒他的品格的根本。
The basis or the foundation of what we do is seen here in verses 4 and 5.
我们所做的一切，这个基础就是在第四、第五节当中看到的。
So in verse number 4, it says, Brothers, he has chosen you.
所以第四节当中写到神所爱的弟兄们，我们知道你们是蒙拣选的。
So why is he addressing the idea of election here?
所以他为什么要在这里要讲拣选这个概念呢？
It seems kind of random, like why just all of a sudden mention this point right here about God choosing us?
这个好像有点不着边际，但为什么他忽然之间讲到我们是蒙神拣选的，是蒙神所选择的呢？
I believe the reason he's mentioning this here is this.
我觉得他之所以在这里讲这个是这个原因。
The basis or the foundation of our salvation is rooted in the work of God.
我们的救恩根本是源自于神的拯救。
I heard a statement many years ago that has stuck with me.
我听到很多年以前，我听到这样一个讲话，然后就一直记着。
Salvation is all of God.
拯救完全来自于神。
Judgment is all of merit.
如果我们然后那个审判是完全来自于你自己的作为。
In other words, this saving faith is something that God has given us.
换句话来说，这个拯救的这样子一个信是完全是来自于神的。
Your pastor, I believe, is going through the book of Ephesians right now.
你们的牧师现在正在讲以弗所书。
And if he hasn't gotten to chapter 2 yet, you're going to be hearing about the fact that we have been saved by God's grace alone.
所以如果他还没有讲到第二章的话，你们可能就会听到我们是完全是受神的因信称义的。
And so when there is this evidence of saving faith,
所以我们当生命当中有这样子一个因信称义的一个证据的话，
It shows that the love of God has been present in our lives.
这就证明了神的爱在我们的生命当中了。
And so these particular verses here remind us of that work of the Spirit.
所以这个这句话就是让提醒我们圣灵他的工作。
We say that there's a few different aspects of the gospel in this particular text.
在这段话当中有关于福音的几个方面的信息。
Verse number 5 says that the gospel came not only in word, but in power and in the Holy Spirit.
第五节当中讲到那个福音不只是借着言语，也借着全能，借着圣灵和充足的信心。
First, when it comes to our understanding of the gospel, this is something that must be explained.
所以我们要听到这个福音的话，这个必须福音要向我们解释。
In other words, the gospel came in something that was communicated, the word.
所以福音是通过言语向我们解释，向我们传讲的。
When we think of the gospel story, we can think of it in a couple of big categories.
当我们想到这个福音的故事的时候，我们想到它的几个大方面。
We think of the gospel, first of all, in creation, the fact that God created all things.
我们看到福音是先始自于神创造了万物。
But that man then rejected God and sin entered. There was the fall.
接着就是堕落人罪来到了人这里，然后人开始拒绝神。
But because God loves all of his creation, he made a way of escape through redemption in Christ.
但是因为神爱世人，所以他给了我们拯救，给了我们耶稣基督作为拯救。
And that man is simply called to respond in faith and repentance and turn to Christ.
人受神的呼召，要在基督里面悔改，然后要来接受神的救恩。
And then we ultimately live with the hope that Christ is coming again.
我们最终活在这样的希望当中，就是耶稣基督还要再来。
This is what it means to communicate the word of the gospel of God.
这就是我说是怎么样去把神的福音去讲出来。
And it is this truth that it is these words that give us great confidence and hope.
就这些语言让我们有信心，然后让我们有希望。
there is a call for us to repent toward God and away from the things of this world.
有这样子一个呼召，让我们可以去转向神，让我们可以远离这个世界。
But also, the gospel is something that came with great power.
那个福音它来也是有大能的。
This is one of the words that's used in the gospel for Jesus's miracles.
这个大能这个字在耶稣的神迹当中经常提到。
So it's not just simply us saying words of the gospel, it's something where we need the power of God.
所以不光是我们用语言讲出来，我们也需要来自神的大能。
This is not manipulation or some kind of trickery that we use.
这不是说来操作或者是耍一些小伎俩。
This is the living word of God.
这是神的活的话。
It's a unique power that I cannot understand.
这是一个这样独特的一个能力，是超乎我的理解力的。
It's not some ordinary book.
这不是一本普通的书。
It has a power to go down into the innermost part of man.
它有这样的一个能力，可以达到人内心的最深处。
It has the ability to penetrate and to convict and to change.
它有这样的一个能力，可以渗透，然后来穿透，然后也可以来定罪。
So it's not just simply trying to argue someone into heaven.
这不是说跟人辩论，然后辩论到最后赢了就可以让那个人上天堂。
It's a dependence upon the power of God to do the work.
而是完全依赖在神的身上，让神来做工。
And what's more important here, and the text says we also need the power of the Holy Spirit to do this.
更重要的是，就是在这个经文当中所讲的，我们也需要圣灵的工作。
The Holy Spirit is the one who does this convicting work.
这个圣灵就是在这里做定罪的工作的那个。
The work of the Spirit is the one who guarantees the truth of God's word.
圣灵也是在那里保障神的话不会落空。
There's this full conviction of the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵让我们可以知罪，让我们可以相信。
And this is the evidence of God's grace that he had worked in their lives.
这也是神的恩典在我们生命当中的印证。
So when we have opportunity to be able to pray for fellow believers,
当我们有这样的机会可以为其他的信徒祷告的时候，
we should be praying for the full effect of the gospel in their lives.
我们需要这样祷告，就是让福音的全备的真理在那个人身上可以实现。
And we should be praying for the Spirit of God to use the Word of God.
我们需要祷告，神的真理可以使用神的话。
And then it is when disciples can thank God for the evidences of grace.
这就是门徒可以来为神的恩典来献上感恩了。
That they would remain faithful to the gospel.
让他们可以对神的对福音可以忠心。
And they would remain faithful to the gospel by living godly.
他们怎么样对福音忠心呢？就是让可以过敬虔的生活。
Because they have seen the power of the gospel change their lives.
因为他们看到神的大能。改变他们的生命。
May God help us to demonstrate the gospel to each other.
让我们愿神可以帮助我们，可以向彼此来彰显神的荣耀。
And ultimately, may God help us communicate the gospel to a world that so desperately needs Christ.
然后最终极的就是也求神可以帮助我们，让我们可以把神的福音传到地极。
Let's pray and ask God to help us do that.
让我们来祷告，然后求神可以帮助我们。
God, we thank you so much for the gospel of Christ.
神啊，感谢您为了基督的福音。
Lord, I pray that you would help us when we struggle with sin and with difficulty.
神啊，求让我们有挣扎，让我们面对罪的时候可以来帮助我们。
I pray that you would help us to remain faithful to the gospel.
求您让我们可以对福音忠心。
I pray that you would help us to encourage fellow believers in the gospel.
求您让我们可以鼓励同样的其他的信徒可以让我们在福音当中忠心。
I pray that you would help us to identify evidences of grace in fellow believers.
让我们可以来看到其他的信徒生命当中神的恩典。
And that we would thank God for the work that you do in our lives.
我们感谢您在我们生命当中所行的大事。
I pray that you would help us to do what we cannot do on our own.
求您让我们可以做我们靠自己的能力不能做的事情。
And we thank you for the blood of Christ, which gives us confidence to even pray before you now.
我感谢您，因为耶稣基督给了我们这样的信心，他甚至现在在您面前为我们代求。
We pray these things in Christ's name.
我们奉基督的名祷告。Amen.